Well, hello. Welcome to the director's commentary on The Imaginary Friend Zone. I'm sorry this is so goddamn late. I've just been absolutely swamped. I have no excuse, just been busy with stuff. I'm sorry. But anyway, I hope you enjoy this. So if you get the video up, and we'll watch it through together. So if you press play in 3, 2, 1. Right, so I'm really chuffed with how that initial animated title looked. I think it looked really cool in the end. I just thought of it kind of last minute and thought, yeah, that works. I liked it. But the whole video actually is edited in a kind of rhythmic pattern, which I've never done before. So it's in time with the music, with this kind of beat that's going throughout. And actually, I didn't plan that when I was shooting it. It was something that I just thought of towards the end of editing. As I was writing the music, I started with this kind of basic woodblock beat and thought, you know, actually, this... the kind of shots and timing work quite well when you kind of subtly have them around this beat. So you'll notice a lot of the shot transitions or zooms in and out are in time with this main beat in the background, which I've never done before in a sketch, but I really like it. I think in future I'm going to try and make the sketch more melodic or more rhythmic, so I'm going to time it to the music a bit better, because it's something I've never done in the past, and I've tried with this one and I really liked how it turned out. But anyway, this sketch was horrendous to film. It was all shot in my garage, or as many of you know it, the Octagon Realm, during a heat wave we had in the UK, which just made the inside of the shed so like hot and horrible, and I just had to keep running outside to breathe. It was just horrendous. It was just poor planning on my behalf. I was originally going to shoot it at night, not for the heat, but just the whole outside sequence. And, well, I suppose from the inside as well, you'd see that it was dark outside, for more of a kind of hostage vibe. But it just in terms of practicality, shooting it during the day just worked better and was easier for me. And I think works fine. I don't think that you're missing much that is during the day. So Mr. Spatula Lipstick Face, I'm really chuffed with how he turned out. The only downside is the fur I made him out of just molted constantly, so I was forever pulling out bits of pink and purple luminous fur out of my mouth and my eyes, so he wasn't very nice to actually work with, but I think he looks cool. The papy as well, I'm chuffed with how he looked. The hundreds and thousands vomit scene was just, I glued a pipe to the back of his mouth where the hole is, filled the pipe with hundreds of thousands and just blew them out. It's quite easy to do. The bees are all digital, as you'd probably guess. So all the bees I've animated in After Effects, which is just 2D bee images that just move about. The sweets falling out of his mouth are just, I just filled his mouth with sweets and had him talk. There's nothing too crazy about that. The sock puppets, as they're about to appear, I kind of wish I'd have filmed them a little bit better. It's just me kind of crouched in front of a camera with, as you'd imagine, sock puppets on my hands. But I think in one of the scenes you can actually see my hair. Oh yeah, whoops. You can see the top of my head. Oh great, it's professional filmmaking for you. The shot where the child sock appears is all After Effects in. I do it all myself, and then I just cut the different shots in together. So it's only ever me. There's no second person. There's actually I don't know if you'd call it a funny story or a stupid story of when I put the terrifying bee sting makeup on my face. This is probably quite idiotic, to be fair. I didn't do it properly. I very much rushed it and basically had a lot of wet liquid latex sat against my skin, so I made the effect and didn't let it dry properly before layering up. You're supposed to layer it up to kind of protect your skin from the latex, because it's got a lot of ammonia in it, I believe. But anyway, basically the latex was sat against my skin whilst I was shooting the bee sting shots, which, I mean, it wasn't that long, maybe half an hour. But then when I took it off, I was I kind of began to burn my skin, so I had all these red patches where the latex had just started, or the ammonia, I suppose, just started burning my skin. So yeah, be careful if you're ever using liquid latex in special effects, because, I mean, it was alright after a few hours, it did fade, but it really did sting for those few hours, and if I'd have maybe left it on my skin for longer, it could have done more damage. But yeah, just be a bit wary if you're like me. I think that's about it, really. I think that's everything. Anyway, like I say, sorry this audio commentary is so late. I'll make sure it's not for the next video. But I hope you enjoy it. If you have anything, any comments or anything you'd like me to put in other videos, then in other audio commentary, then let me know and I'll try and do it. Okay, thank you. Bye.